up in the Ponderosa Pine Country of beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona, broadcasting live this morning from the Fort Tut Hill County Park for the Get Outdoor Arizona Expo. It is a fabulous event. I've been telling you what there's going to be for the kids to do. There is a game and fish tent with a pool in it that has at least 7 million hungry trout. And kids will be able to learn how to bait a hook and catch and release and keep the fish healthy. Right next door to that, there's an archery range where fully qualified professionals will be there helping the kids, introduce them to archery. There's all kinds of activities going on up here. We've got the lumberjack contest. They've actually got a pool set up here where they'll be doing log rolling contests. There's going to be a chop the stump in half with an axe contest. Apparently, just before the end of our show, we'll be competing with the chainsaws. There's going to be a chainsaw. I don't know if that's a chainsaw juggling event or what. But the lumberjacks are all set up here with all their axe throwing and their targets. It's great. So if you're looking for an excuse to get out of town, throw the kids in the car, get up here to Flagstaff. Now, don't think you're going to get a room. When we checked in last night, there was a parade of people behind us thinking they'd get a room, and the facility was full. They've got Parent Weekend at NAU this weekend. They've got the Get Outdoor Expo, where we're broadcasting from, at the county park. At the same county park, they've got the Flagstaff Rodeo and a gun show.
There's a lot going on.
So we have got Flagstaff packed to the max. But come on up for a day drive. Come on up before it gets too hot. And
it's not even that big a deal to go down to Camp Verde. I mean,
stick around.
40 minutes away.
Go to dinner at the new favorite restaurant we have in Flagstaff, Satchmo's, that we just discovered last night. Wait till the sun goes down and then mosey on back down to town as far as you want to make it that night and call it a day. So that's where we're broadcasting from today. Excellent opportunity to kind of come up here and explore for your next Arizona staycation, which you can only register to win at rosieonthehouse.com.
You know, we always like to talk about where you could go on your staycation. A lot of people just don't even know. They call us even for their idea, or when they win, they say, well, it just takes a long time to decide because they don't know the state. Like, they haven't been here as long as we have.
If people really got smart when they want a staycation, they would just invite me to go with them.
Oh, Roman, he doesn't need another excuse to be gone, right? So one thing we have just kind of caught wind of is Arizona State Parks is having their 60th anniversary. So one fun way to use your staycation would be to find a city or a town close to one of the many state parks we have and make some day trips out. You could have the nice restaurants at night and then go out and see a state park during the day. And for 4th of July, they're encouraging people to do just that. Okay. Of course, it's too late to do a staycation for July 4th, but you could plan ahead like we're talking about for the eclipse. But Karchner Cavern State Park, Dead Horse Ranch, Picacho Peak, Roper Lake, Lake Havasu, and Patagonia Lake and Catalina State Park all have special events planned for the 4th of July, fun activities for the kids, and find places close to there to stay and get out.
And we had Dr. Sky on here just a minute, and there's several astronomy clubs located throughout the state that hold night-gazing opportunities at several of these state parks. Now, how big a hoot would that be to take the kids out after the sun sets and you be able to look at through a professional astronomer's telescope at the rings of Saturn out in the southeast sky off the horizon, just like Dr. Sky was just talking about.
Absolutely.
One more. Dr. Sky even does his at a state park, the Lost Dutchman State Park. And, you know, they've got this program going called EveryKidInAPark.org. EveryKidInAPark.org. Get on there, and you can print a free pass to any of the parks for every fourth grader and their entire family.
I wonder why they pick fourth grade.
I don't know, but I printed one under my name last night.
It just asks for a grade. It doesn't ask for the age.
That's right. That's right.
You're a fourth grader in some subject, right?
In English, I'm still in fourth grade. So get to the website, everykidinapark.org. It encourages you to get the kids out to the Arizona State Park celebrating their 60th anniversary. this year, get the kids out there. Every fourth grader and their entire family can print a free pass to see America's natural wonders and historic sites for free.
You know, kid or not, the state parks have tons of educational programs going on all the time. So look up one that you're interested in and get out there and learn some things about this great state.
Broadcasting live from Fort Tut Hill County Park. You know, before the broadcast came on, I had to excuse myself and just walk away to the restroom. And I come out of the restroom and you guys have the police here. What? I leave for 2 minutes.
I was actually a game and fish officer, and they were landing a helicopter. And apparently we were parked where they wanted to drop the chopper in. So I guess I don't know if it's just for show for their search and rescue. I don't know if it's precautionary for...
He did say it was to tour.
Oh, nice. Yes.
I walk out of the restaurant. A fully armed law officer is here addressing my team. I thought, you know, I could just go walk in the forest right now.
Come up next, Greg Peterson, your urban farmer. He's going to be joining us in studio talking rain harvesting.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or Ranking Arizona.